We've got to talk about the news about this COVID-19 breath test that has been developed in Melbourne by a company. And if it gets the green light and it works and it's all good, it may help Australia reopen its borders, which is super exciting.
Have you had the regular test yet?
I haven't had a regular test,
no,
have you?
No, I haven't needed to.
Swab up my nose or in my butt or anything.
No, there's people that have had multiple. I didn't know about the butt one. I only knew about the...
That was a test they were doing overseas at one point. They were saying the best way to test... Dr. Sam Hayes on the show and maybe you can confirm. Good morning, sir.
Hello, mate.
Good morning, guys.
Is there a COVID butt test?
Look, apparently there was one that came out of China, and I don't think it got much traction. People thought it was going to be a little bit too uncomfortable. Which
just for fun, that one.
No.
Look, I think the basis of that is that there will be some virus in your stool, so you could potentially get it from the back passage, but it's not going to be as accurate or as reliable.
So do we feel like people are put off by even the regular test that we do now? Because it is quite uncomfortable, right? So people don't really want to go through that, I imagine.
Swab up the nose one.
Yeah, look, here's where I might get myself into a little bit of trouble. Look, yes, it is a bit uncomfortable, but the discomfort lasts for seconds. It's really not that bad. And in the grand scheme of things, everyone should perhaps just harden up a fraction in the interests of controlling the disease around Australia.
So this breath test, are you across this news story, Sam? It's come out of this company in Melbourne. It hasn't been greenlit just yet, but the idea is there that much like I guess you would have a roadside like breath test for alcohol in your bloodstream, this is a breath test that can give you a COVID result within 3 minutes.
Look, this is potentially exciting. It's come out of the University of Tasmania researchers. It's a company that we're all familiar with going to the airport and getting your bomb test done, looking for trace samples of explosives. Well, it's the same technology that they're trying to apply to a virus.
Oh.
So if they can dramatically reduce the time frame for getting a result down to, you know, a minute or several minutes, then obviously that's going to speed up our surveillance program. But the biggest challenges are going to come in with their false negative rate and their false positive rate. So the false negative are those people who've really got it, but they come across as a negative result. And the false positive obviously being those who don't have it, but they get a positive result and then have to go through whatever process flows from that.
Is that quite common though, like the false positives and the false negatives? And how, I mean, what?
Well, this is the good thing about the swab process we've got and the standard of our Australian laboratories. Doing the PCR, the nasal swab, that false positive and negative rate is incredibly low, which means that the risk to the community is low because we effectively know exactly what's out there.
So this the company that are working on this technology for the breath test are saying that it's going to potentially help us open up our borders, I'm guessing internationally. Is it a situation where you might go to the airport and take your passport and have to get a breath test, and then if it comes back negative, you can get on the plane, and if it comes back positive, you have to go home and quarantine?
Look, yes, that's probably part of it. It's also just cutting down that time frame of having to go and wait in a hotel for 1 or 3 days to before your result comes back. But there's still also the issue that you may have picked up COVID virus yesterday, but it's not going to show up in any test for a handful of days. So if you're in that little window period, it's still going to be difficult. So I think we've got to watch this one closely. It shows good promise. If they can get the science right and they can get the accuracy right, it will be another tool for us in detecting and therefore managing the virus.
Oh, we'll take anything at the moment, anything that's a little bit exciting where you go, totally. Oh, this could really open doors for us. But it does make sense. I mean, if they can get those rates down and get the instant tests, that would be awesome to just go through the airport, done, and you're on your way.
It's easy.
Just very quickly, how does it happen in quarantine then? Because you often see people do like 2 weeks of quarantine.
Multiple tests.
Yeah, quarantine, and then they test negative, and all of a sudden they're in the community, and all of a sudden they test positive. How the hell does that happen?
Well, so currently in the New South Wales quarantine system, you get a test on day 2 and a test on day 12 just to screen and make sure you don't have it. And then obviously at any stage, if you've got symptoms, you'll get other tests. Some people may take longer than the expected incubation period to show up. Mm. Some people may have contracted it whilst they were in quarantine.
Right. That would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
so therefore
one.
That day 12 was negative, but they were actually brewing it.
But then
so
day 16, when they're out and about, you know, heading to the supermarket. Hey, Dr. Sam, just quickly, we know that the vaccine vials have arrived, touched down in Australia. When are you getting the jab? You're a GP.
So I'm going to be a little bit further down the list because I'm in the community. I'm not that literal front line of hotel quarantine or hospitals.
Yeah.
So I think the government has done a very responsible job at working out that priority because the bottom line here is saving lives.
Yeah.
So we need to put the people at highest risk of getting COVID and getting very sick or passing away. So the very elderly, aged care workers, frontline healthcare workers are all going to be in that first group, and that's the right thing to do.
Great.
And then the rest of us.
And then the rest of us.
Mm. I was chatting to an older lady in the hospital the other day, and she said, "I'm not getting it. It's a conspiracy theory."
Oh,
so
no!
Those people are still out there, Sam. They are still out there. Man, thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Please, no way. Look, please, the message to everybody is the Australian TGA, our Therapeutic Goods Association, are very, very good. They're very strict. They have very high standards. They are not going to approve something that has an unacceptable level of risk.
There you go.
Are they taking any accountability for their risk, though, or is that on us?
Oh, no. The government and the TGA will always accept whatever risk is there for something that they approve.
Sure. Okay. All right. It's one we watch closely. Whoa. Dr. Sam.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks as always,
have a good
mate.
Day.